So she knows the plan. She knows what we are capable of. Is that good English? She knows capable of. She knows that. She knows to what point we can go. And knowing that, she constantly is by our side to help us to reach that point, to fulfill that point. And only she can do that as a mother. And she will give birth. She will give birth to our being. You know, we all have a mother on earth. And we are very thankful that that mother, with the help of our father, gave us birth. We are very thankful for that gift of life. But I don't want to insult my mother saying that the birth she gave, it's a birth for death, because I'm sure of one thing, I'll die from this earth. But Our Lady is much more than my mother on earth. She's the mother of my second birth. And this second birth won't lead me to death. This second birth, according to the Spirit, in the new birth that Jesus is speaking about to Nicodemus in the Bible, in the Gospel, this second birth will lead me to eternal life. And Our Lady is the mother for that. Our Lady is the mother that gives me the second birth, the birth in the Spirit. So we can be very grateful to her. And maybe some of us have not met yet such a mother. They know Our Lady vaguely like this, but during this retreat, Jesus will tell us, his body that is here, behold your mother. And this is the meaning. Let your mother give birth, give you that new birth. Let Mary be truly your mother. Let Mary be accepted by you as your true mother that I'm giving you today. And we need that motivation. We need that purpose in life to be fed by God and to search God and to put God in the first place, to let God be the king in our life, to let God be the lover of our heart, to let God be our best friend, to let God give us life and salvation. And no one can live with that big motivation. No one can live without a motivation. And a young man or a young girl who has no motivation, it is very dangerous. It is very dangerous, let me tell you. If you don't have any motivation in life, it's the open door for maybe for destruction. It's the open door for bad. Because then you'll grab the first thing that comes, or the first guy that will seduce you, or the first girl that will please you, and then you'll grab the first thing coming by, and it will be a mistake. And that mistake can be paid a long time. The bill can be very heavy of that. So don't let your heart be without motivation. And let God be your first motivation. Because emptiness is the thing that kills the young people the most, more than cancer or AIDS or car accidents or motor accidents or anything. Emptiness is a thing that kills the young people the most. And what they experience many times, that emptiness of love in broken family, that emptiness of hope in family that do not know God, in unbelievers' family, emptiness of light when they don't know the light of the world that is Jesus. Emptiness or lack of direction in life. They don't know where to go. And then because they have no direction, they choose drugs or whatever to sort of get busy with something, you see. And this is the destruction. Or we might have other motivation because of our society or different priorities because of our parents, our society. And we have today, during this retreat, to adjust our decision to adjust our priorities to God, and this is conversion. You see, if I was going this way, conversion means I stop myself, I say I'm not going anymore this way, I stop my feet on the floor, I turn my feet the other way, and then I start walking the other way. This only is conversion. It's not that I continue the same way thinking, well, I shouldn't go there. But that's only a thought that doesn't last. I have to stop myself and to change my feet so that when I start walking again, I have another direction. That is conversion. It's very, very practical. If before I had a sin in my life, and I know it's a sin, I have to stop now. For example, let's say a stupid example that I used to drink 2 liters of wine between one and two in the night. Okay, that's more stupid than that you cannot find. Okay. And I know this is not the will of God. So what I shall do, I remove the wine from my bedroom. I won't think, oh, next night I won't drink. No, I take those bottles and maybe I break them or I throw them away, but I don't keep the occasion of sin. Because if I know it's sin and I keep the sin, being aware of that, then it's very dangerous. You know, conversion means I turn my feet and I no more go in the same direction. And during this retreat, Our Lady will help us to choose Jesus as our only direction. Because He is the truth, He is the way, and He is the life. There is no other way. Don't believe those new religions that makes a mixed salad with many other religions, and you choose this thought and this belief from this or that religion. No, there is only one way, and His name is Jesus. There is only one light, and His name is Jesus. There is only one truth, and His name is Jesus. There is no other name to be saved. You see, that's very important.